My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time, 3 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We were going to talk tonight about life, our human fears, our personal doubts, what we think about the world in general. We want to explore who we are and where we're going this evening and why we're going in that direction. We're going to take some time and take a short break and wait for everyone to get called in, but we really want to truly explore who we are and where we're going. And I think today is a good time to do that. With so much going on, we need to truly inspect, give some self-reflection to our lives and our direction.
It's a downright disgrace, but Shay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. This is Saturday. Saturday the show that starts at 8 p.m., a little later than normal, a couple of hours later than normal. It gives us the opportunity to have some real nice and new people in our audience. And I'm always looking forward to having a conversation with those of you who are out there. It gives us some meaning for living and having action and taking a new step in order to turn our lives around. And when we're in the process of wanting to turn our lives around or even put more effort into the direction we're going, we need to do some self-evaluation and really take a look at ourselves and what it is that we're doing and where we're going. I want to say right now that I think we're in a very, very interesting time. I don't necessarily want to say exciting, but I think there's some we're in an interesting time, and we really need to commit ourselves to participating in what is going on in our world so that we're doing what is necessary to keep our world in perspective and keep our lives in perspective and keep our lives safe. I'm the type of person, I'm 57 years old. I don't remember the time that I was in fear of anything. There's some things that I personally fear related to activities that I don't participate in. But I never had a real fear of where my country was doing or where we're going as a nation. Or I didn't have any fear of my world being destroyed or somehow there was an invasion of immigrants that were somehow going to change my lifestyle. I'm not sure where all that comes from. You know, when I right now, after being retired, I listen to a lot of news because I want to keep myself up on top of things and be able to share those things with you or those of you in the audience and formulate my opinion about things and then encourage you to call in and share your opinions with me. But I am constantly concerned or thinking about, you know, what is going on in people's lives that get them so mixed up and so involved in some of the things that seem to be real issues with Americans, but just don't seem to be big issues with me. I don't seem to be one who focuses on immigration. I don't seem to be interested or focusing on a need for our country to build some kind of wall to keep Hispanics and other people out from our borders on the south. Understand why we seem to be so fixated on a wall on our southern border, but not fixated on a wall on our northern border. And so it concerns me. I think we're in a safe place. We have boundaries on both sides of our country, the east and the west by ocean. So our southern border and our northern border are only ways you can come in without truly being not having to have any ID or anything, I'm assuming. But none of that seems to affect me. I live in Florida. I've never been affected by immigrants. I know that life has changed. There was a time when I was in high school where we only had blacks and whites, and there were very few other races of people in our school system during that time. So blacks and whites were the only ones that were concerned. Now I realize that there are a lot of different individuals in our country now. As a teacher, I taught for 30 years, so I know there are a lot of Haitian students in our country now. I know there are a lot of Hispanics in our country now. But even with that, I have not gotten an attitude that somehow our country is being destroyed or taken away from us. So I don't have a fear about those kinds of things. And so on a personal basis, now that I'm 57, I'm really thinking about and interested in having a good life now on. It seems like I know a lot of people who are living late into their 80s and their 90s. I have several aunts who are living late into their years, and I've always seen that they've enjoyed life, and I'm hoping that I continue to enjoy life. I do have some health concerns. It seems like getting old is no joke, and all of a sudden I hit a certain mark, and I started needing to see a doctor on a regular basis. I don't remember having a personal relationship with doctors when I was in my 20s or when I was in my 30s, even into my 40s. But seemingly after into my late 40s and early 50s, all of a sudden I've gotten these personal relationships with doctors, and I'm starting to see more of them. And so I'm trying to get a grip on this health thing, and that seems to be a concern of mine. But there's some other things outside of that. You know, I've seen on the news that seems to me that I have some fears about. You know, I look at the weather and how this winter has been atrocious, and look like every winter seems to be more atrocious than the next. And then I see these people having all these accidents on these snow lifts and these snowing accidents and being trapped in these blizzard situations when they go hiking. And I say to myself, you know, I don't see myself getting involved in that kind of stuff, because I would be a little afraid to get on a snow lift and to call myself skiing. That hasn't been a part of my lifestyle. So I'm not sure how many of you out there participate in those kinds of things. I wasn't a good skier here in Florida when I tried to go water skiing. My abilities to balance myself on skis have never been something that I was capable of doing. And so we want to spend some time just talking about what our life is like and what is it that it seems that the world seems to be very concerned about, but seems to be outside our circle of concern. Because there seems to be a lot of things going on in the world that don't excite me or scare me as much as it seems that people are afraid in the news. I know that I live in an African-American neighborhood. I have no fear of of living in my neighborhood. I have no fear of walking around in my neighborhood, driving around in my neighborhood. I don't fear my neighbors. So I'm not sure what it is that makes people afraid of the people that they're around, or is that something common to others but not common to myself? So we just want to spend some time just talking about where we are as Americans right now and what is it we're thinking or feeling about our futures, and are we happy? I believe that I am very happy about some of the decisions I've recently made, my decision to be retired, my decision to become actively involved in internet radio, my decision to just make a new life for myself. That's what I think this is that I'm doing right now. I'm making a new life for myself. And I just want to know what it is that you has become important to you guys. What is it that you're looking for in your life, and what's going on in your life that you're excited about? And what are some of your fears related to what's going on in the world? And how do we go to a better place? What steps do we take to make sure that our lives go in the direction that we want to go in? I have two people on the line right now, both Audre and Joyce, and I have also Kathy. And what's unique to Audre, Joyce, and Kathy is that they are in different parts of the country, but they know and respect and appreciate there's a lot left in life. They know there's a lot left in life because they have relatives who've lived a very, very long time. And so they know that on a personal basis that they have a lot more life to live. And I believe and hope that I have a lot more life to live. You know, again, I have some aunts and uncles, and I had a grandparent who lived way into his 90s. And so I'm looking forward to life. So we need to just talk today about what we're looking forward to, what are some of our fears for our country, if any, and what do we do to keep excitement in our lives? What do we do to keep happiness in our lives in the midst of all the chaos that is going on? How do you do today, Kathy?
Hey, Mr. Deshay. Hey, Joyce. Hey, Audre. Happy Saturday.
Hello. Happy Saturday to you, too. I might not be on the full hour, you guys. I'm a second company over, but I last as long as I can.
Okay, well, all right, we just want to talk about happiness and joy and our prospects for life. Again, all of us have been associated with people who've had longevity, and we hope that we're going to have longevity. But, Joyce, what is it that keeps you inspired and dedicated and looking forward to life and living a long life? And what is it that concerns you about our country right now?
Well, I look at life so differently now that I'm retired. It's not about material things. It's not about – it's just coming into your own, making the walk, having the faith, believing. And what I fear right now about my country is that our president is not our president-elect. To me, he's not taking his job seriously. I think he still thinks he's on a TV show, whereas he's still texting and late at night, 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. But I don't think he has the country best interest in mind. I think what he's thinking that he's going to do is just have all the big boys do all the groundwork, and they come to him, and then he can tweet the way that he does. So it's very scary because he has not come through the ranks as the average senator or governor. He doesn't have that politics background. So I'm scared, very scared for our country. I'm scared for our young youth that has to go off in the military now. Military has changed. It has a new dynamic, which is not like the olden days. So there's a lot to be afraid of.
All right, and George, let me ask you this. You live in Arizona, and you live in a different area than I. So tell me, what does immigration really concern you? Do you have any fear related to immigrants or people just freely crossing the border? Or what is your perspective on that? Do we really need to build a wall? Or is that something that interacts with you or have you something you have to deal with on a regular basis?
Well, I don't think a wall is the issue. I just think that proper guidelines on the border be more awareness on the border. That's going through customs, going through from one end of the Mexico over to the United States. It's an issue here because you have a lot of illegals that are working illegally. Then, you know, that affect our health care. It affects the economy, affects the average people trying to get jobs. But I think with the Obama, from the last 4 years, it has been curtailed. I was volunteering at the hospital there before the Obamacare came into place, and on every Saturday, there'd be nothing but pregnancies coming from across the border into the emergency room. You're looking at $300 every time they walk through the door. But since the Obamacare, which people don't realize, is that had been curtailed and stopped, because with them you got to have insurance. So they really don't know what the if we lose the Affordable Care Act, and that's what the name of the program is. It's not Obamacare. It's the Affordable Care Act. But they put the name on Obamacare because they tried to stop it because he was the one who implemented it. So that's something yet to be seen as far as how that's going to affect now the immigration when Trump is into place.
Okay. Andre, what are your thoughts then related to the future, and do you have any present fears, or how do you go about making, you know, what are you excited about in our country, and what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm excited about 2017. I started the year out at Watch Night Service, and one of the things that the message talked about was the significance of the number 17, which I was not aware of, and I still need to do a little bit more research, but the scripture that we discussed, at least what he brought, indicated, goodness, I got it wrote down, but it indicated the word courageous three times in within two verses. And it was the content of it indicated, you know, having the victory and being victorious. And it was associated with 17, and he indicated that, you know, Jesus was crucified on the on the 14th day. And, of course, we know 3 days later the resurrection occurred, which 14 plus 3 is 17. So 17 is the year of victory, and that's what I'm holding on to. So I'm excited about different things that's going to happen in my life that I really don't even know all about. All I know is going to be good because it's part of God's good plan. The concern that I have, and I know that I have to just continue to pray, is our next generation, the generation that's coming behind us, because they are not fully aware of how to respond to some of the things that they're going to face. Being raised in Mississippi, I have experience, and our family was taught how to handle people who are racist and people who are just disrespectful, and yet we still stand and we rise, and I know that God has called his people to do that. So I just continue to pray for our next generation, that they can be all that God has created them to be, so that we can continue the legacy. But I'm just excited, nothing specific. I believe just abundance, goodness, and joy will come my way. And what I have done is moved away from material things and just start appreciating experiences. I'm more about experiences now, being exposed to actually being in a moment with people. Don't have to be something extravagant, don't have to be anything expensive, but just living the experience in the moment. And I think that's the way the Lord has planned my journey for 2017.
Well, you know what's interesting is that for me, I just want to see, even at 57, I want to have an impact on the world. I'm not ready to put my take my cleats off, so to speak. You know, I've been an athlete all my life, and I'm not ready to retire from living. I want to be able to impact the world and be able to have a say in the direction the world goes in. And I don't know, right now, this platform, this radio show, gives us a way of having our voices heard, having a way of letting people know what we're thinking and not being closed in. And so I just want a vessel outside of myself that allows me to let people know what I'm thinking and allow me to hear what they're talking about. You know, I don't know what's in my future. I think it's important that we participate in elections. I think it's important that we participate in our communities and that we have a voice in the direction that our world is going in. And I don't have any fears about the world. I don't think we're getting ready for it all to be over. I think there's a lot more for us to do. But we definitely need to participate. I think that I think that we're going backwards in relation to police. And I do think that young people have a greater fear. I know I would have – I have a greater fear of interacting with the police than I did when I was a teenager. And when I was riding back and forth from here to South Carolina to go to college, I never felt as though my life was in danger when I interacted with police. But now I see so much of police brutality that it makes me afraid not only for myself but for young people like you talked about. Kathy, what are your thoughts about the world and where we are and what direction your future is going in and what some of your fears, my personal fears, might be about our existence?
Well, I'm gonna piggyback with Audrey. Hey, I'm excited. I know that there are good things coming to us this year. Even today, today is 1/7/17, so I'm looking at the double 17s right there. So, you know, if God brought us to it, He will bring us through it. That's my belief. I'm not afraid of anything but the Lord, because if I leave here, that means to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I'm winning each way it goes. If I'm here, I'm winning because I'm not going to let nobody or nothing steal my joy, take away what God has given me, which is this time right here. This is a special time for us right here, right now is a special time. We are doing something that no other a generation has done before, which is to be able to come together, speak about how we feel about the Lord and just walk in what it is God has told us. And I just heard the other ladies talk about redeeming the time. You know, they're retired, so they're redeeming the time. I'm not retired yet, but I'm still redeeming the time, regardless if I have to go to work. So I'm excited. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just excited about what God is doing on this show, in our lives, around the world. I just look forward to the good things that are getting ready to happen. And as you guys were talking, I was thinking about back in the slavery days and even how we watched the movies and how the people would walk up and down the street and they would be afraid. I was like, you know, so if they're afraid, they were afraid then what we got going on ain't nothing, because you know what? God is going to take care of us. I just believe He's going to take care of us wherever we are and in whatever situation we are in. We just got to pray for the people, and that's it.
Is there anything nationally that concerns you? Are you concerned with immigration at all? Is there anything that's going on that seems to be such key words in the media that impacts you on a personal level?
You know what? No, I heard someone say about redoing the laws or either making the laws a little bit stricter. I think they should do that. I remember a time that in 2008, me and my husband went to Africa, Ghana, Accra, Africa. And when we went through through customs, they separated us. They kept us apart for 30 minutes, questioning us, going through all of our luggage, asking us who, where, when, and why, what were we doing there, why were we bringing toys. I mean, you know, so if our laws were a little bit more stricter, then we wouldn't have a lot of this that we have. I don't know about building the wall, but I know I do believe that they need to make the laws a little bit more stricter, because in the other countries, you can't just walk through with a suitcase, with your purse. They're going to turn it upside down. They're going to turn you upside down. And if they see anything in there that's not right, they're going to remove it from you. You won't be able to take it with you.
That's right, Kathy. That's right. You're right about that. And that's not only there in Ghana, that's in every custom, because when I was a stewardess going to Tokyo and places like that, Sweden, you better believe their custom is stringent, very stringent. And you better, you sit there, you better shut up, and you let them go through whatever, you yes, no, straightforward. But here, everything is so relaxed. And you need to really be tighten up on things that what we do. It's just too relaxed. But
right,
it'll take you a half an hour to 45 minutes to go through customs. They are very stern. And like you say, they go through every piece of your luggage, every piece.
Yeah.
Particularly in Tokyo, they don't play.
Well, we have another caller on 5722. Would you like to tell us what your thoughts about What direction you see your future going in, and what are you excited about in your life at this present time, and what are some of your personal fears related to where direction our country is going in?
Man of God, greetings in the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from sunny Las Vegas. The name of my ministry is Entertainment Worldwide Network. We're syndicated on 1.5 million radio stations, and we're actually we've had an awakening. 2016 was a year of completion. If you read the Bible, it teaches you 8 is the number of completion. Well, we got a double portion of completion last year. So walking into a new anointing, a fresh anointing, I see a lot of changes are going to happen for us as a body of Christ. At the same time, for the unsaved and the people who don't know God, there's going to be new radical messages coming that's going to actually the soil is going to be more fertile than ever, just because everything is different from where it was 50 years ago. We had the civil rights movement, and right now, America as a whole, we are hurting. And then when you look at the third world countries, one thing that's really crazy, they don't have any water, light, or electricity, but they can tell each other they love each other. But we have all these great things, and we don't do that. So I pray, and through my faith and my due diligence, leading by example, God is using me as an instrument and a witness to show his power by going in places, strip clubs, being in Las Vegas, everywhere where nobody wants to go and it's not cool. I'm going to the 4 darkest corners and dealing with the fire to come out as gold. So as I listen to y'all speak and talk about things, I'm taking notes. We're going to be visiting 23 markets that's under 200,000, highest crime, highest violence, never make it to CNN. We're going to go to those markets and purchase an abandoned building. We're going to hire the people that need a second chance, the ones who have felonies, the ones who can't get employment. We're going to have them help us rehab the building. And after we have our grand opening and get the media involved, we're going to go let everybody know what we're doing. So ideally, we've been on 250 radio shows just like this, taking notes, meeting the leaders and the people who's actually out there in the vineyard working. I know it's a mouthful and a lot to take in, but I'll be right here if y'all have any questions.
Well, so you're saying to us that you feel excited about where we can go as a nation, where those who are unemployed, uneducated, there'll be some additional options to make their lives better as well. So the future looks bright related to
yes,
where the direction you want to go.
Well, and let me tell you why it looks so bright. Because, okay, when we look at the unemployment rate, it has tremendously went down. But the unforeseen stat within that unemployment rate, just last year alone, more independently owned black-owned businesses and people are leaving their jobs working at the post office for 25 years because they've been laid off and they're starting their own companies. So the whole thing is we're actually taking back control of how we spend our money, who we spend our money with, and through the internet, we're using this information to make sure that we're putting the money in the right people's hands. So I'm in Las Vegas. Y'all are in y'all respective places, but we all having a meeting of the minds. And because this great technology, this Wi-Fi, is making it so once this message is preached and this show is recorded, people can catch it at 3 o'clock in the morning. They can catch it 3 days from now. But the message and the spirit never leaves. So to tell you why I'm so excited, we're going to use this Wi-Fi to spread a positive message. And when people bring a negative message to us, we're going to have more positive and negative than ever before. So we're going towards somewhere, but at the end of the day, building it takes 3 years to 10 years. Tearing it down takes 30 seconds. So we have to build more than we tear down.
That sounds very exciting to me. I want you to know that, you know, again, I just recently retired, and I'm truly excited about what it is that I can build for what I call my second phase of life. I spent 30 years in the classroom, and I kind of got to the last, the end of my days, and I started questioning why was I still there. I had worked for 30 years and was close to retirement, and just to stay was just to accumulate more money. And I had accumulated more money than I ever had in my life, so I felt very comfortable about, you know, where I was at that point. And I overcame the fear that I had. You know, I said to myself, you know, God had taken care of me when I didn't have anything. So there's no reason for me to believe that he's not going to take care of me now. And so that positive message that you're trying to share in this midst of the storm, because there is a storm going on. There is a storm of violence, a storm of mistrust, a storm of uncertainty. So there's a lot of different storms going on. But to know that there's a positive message in the midst of all that is very relieving. And so I like the some of the things that you're sharing. And so that and I really appreciate you bringing that to the table.
Amen. And I just want to say I'm grateful for this platform because it takes a lot to put together the show, to get the people to call in. And then while you're doing the show, it's hard to read the messages, get the Twitter messages, the text messages. And we're going to have more people call in because negative news always travels faster than positive news. But when you're doing something positive, it takes people saying it 10,000 times for one person to pick up on it. So we're going to blast it and tell everybody to come on in. So you're going to see a lot of different area codes you've never seen before. But these are people in my congregation with the winning team, and they're good people. They all have different walks of life and different things to say. But one thing that we agree on, we're lacking resources, and if we don't work together, we can't provide the resources.
And that's important. We have to have a platform so our voices can be heard loud and clear. We just had a new caller come on, 0642. Tell us a little bit about what you think the future holds for us as Americans. What are your fears? What excites you right now? Zero 0642, are you there? Kathy, let me go back up to you. After hearing that message, what are your thoughts related to what our new caller brought to the table?
Well, you know what? I think that's an awesome thing. And people are getting together now, you know, from all different states to change where we are and what is going on in our country. So even as the pastor said, I think he said he was a pastor, even as he talked about the education and the helping the people. That's what we're all about. We're all about helping and bringing one another up to another level in their lives. So I think that's awesome. That will be a great thing. And like you said, this is a platform for everyone. I looked last night. I was on the internet, and there was a conference going on about black businesses in, I think it was Atlanta, and they had all the different people to come together, and they began to strategize on how they can bring more money into the black business that were already in Atlanta, because they said African Americans spend over $1 trillion. So that means that we are spending money, but we're spending money in other people's businesses. But if we came together, you know, and began to pour more into each other's business, then we can do some stuff. You know, I was looking at, even Regina had something on her Facebook page about not watching television on the 20th. But I'm saying we have to come together in order to make these things happen. If we don't stand together, then we're going to fall.
And it's so important for us to participate in the movement. We have another caller on 0563. Give us your thoughts related to, are you excited about what's going on in America? What are some of your fears related to the direction we're headed? Or, you know, what do you feel is important in your life right now?
Well, first of all, man, my name is Philo the Great. And pretty much, man, what I really feel like important in my life, man, is for me to be a positive influence to my child, bro, to make sure she's raised right, because I feel like everything starts at home, bro. As long as we only can do so much outside of the home. We only can reach so much in the community. But if we start at home and you teach yours, then yours will go out and teach somebody, and it'll trickle down and it'll take some time. But I just want to be, man, the best father I can be to my child, man. Pump prosperity, man, and encouragement, man, around the people around me, bro. So, you know, that's where I'm at, man, and I'm enjoying the platform, bro. Shout out to y'all, bro.
How old is your child?
Boy, my child's 2 years old, man.
Oh, okay. And can I ask your age?
I'm 38.
Well, you know, I commend you, brother, because it is so important. And I think there are a lot of African-American men out there who love their children and love their family and who committed to raising their kids in the right way. And it's not, we don't say it enough that we appreciate people like you who have focused on their children and trying to give them their children what it is that they need to get to the next level. And that's what we need. We need a lot of parents out there doing the right thing for their children and giving them the right images that they need so they can see what is the positive things that are going on in our country. Andre, what are your thoughts? Because you have a son who has a new child, and he's trying to have a positive effect on his child. And now we have this gentleman who called in today who's talking about the importance of raising his child correctly.
I join you in commending our brothers and our sisters, but especially our males, because so many times we don't hear that story. And we do have black males that are family-oriented, love their children. They do the very best that they can to go out and provide and make provisions for them, and more importantly, raising them up to know and serve the Lord. I'm glad we have this platform so that we can, first of all, take the opportunity to recognize the behaviors and the extra efforts that people are doing to raise a family, because, you know, when we reflect back to our parents, I know, I'm just so thankful for the father that I had, and the values that he taught us, you know, are still instilled in us, and we continue to try to pass that on to the next generation. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, my concern is that the generations that's coming behind us will have the strength and the foresight to allow the Lord to lead and direct and guide them so that whatever comes up against them, they will be ready and able to face it and know that they have the victory through Christ Jesus.
5722, let me ask you, in the developments and the actions that you're going to take, how are you going to help these new fathers to understand the importance they have in making sure that their children become responsible citizens and are able to move them, their families, to the next level?
Okay, before I answer that question, I want to give a shout-out to my right-hand man, Philo the Great. That's one of our guys, one of our leaders on the winning team commission. There's 300 of us, and we have four in the leadership. But we're going to start with resources, man. 95% of the problem that we have are lacking resources, be it knowledge, be it physical cash, or it's the actual, the go-getness, the mentorship. A lot of times people don't know how to be successful. When I was a kid, my father taught me about credit. He taught me about, you might not have the cash to walk into a bank, but if your Social Security number is good, you don't need any cash. So if we start with education first, leading by example, showing people the right way, and having integrity when nobody's looking, still doing the right thing, we can make a leeway. And at the same time, we have to remember that not everybody's going to eat meat on the first day. Before I was 9 years ago, before I became a full-time pastor, I was kicking it, I wasn't thinking right, and I wasn't living like that, so I was drinking milk. But now that I am a pastor, I can eat meat, but because I can't talk about people drinking milk, through our Global Connections Tour, we have four things: save the children, feed the hungry, peace in the streets, the Great Commission. The children are our future, so if we start with knowledge, we train our kids up right, we might not be able to see the promised land, but if we set forth the foundation now, more people are going to walk into it later on. Martin Luther King didn't get to see a black president, but had he not made that march on Washington, we wouldn't be 50 years later talking about, hey, we just had the best 2 terms of our pregnancy.
Well, how do we gain control over a curriculum that's governed by a government, an educational government, that does not want to hear what we think should be taught to our children, in order to reduce the violence that are in our community?
The way we gain control is through healthy platforms like this. You can't have faith without hearing about God. No matter how much you believe, somebody has to tell you. You don't know how to eat. You don't know how to beat up somebody until you see it. Everything is environmental. Now, with it being environmental, there's two kids that's raised in the projects. There's one kid that goes to school every day, does his homework. The other kid goes out, sells dope, and gets locked up. Doesn't mean that it was the wrong environment. Some things and people take differently. So the only way that we can find stuff out is eat the meat, throw away the bones. So the more stuff we listen to, it shapes and molds and mends us. And the whole key to the situation, that's why we're on this platform right now, we have to talk about what's going on, because by us starting the conversation, putting it out in the universe, a result is going to happen faster, as opposed to us holding negative information in and nothing ever happens.
All right. 0642, you want to have your voice heard this evening. What are your thoughts related to where we're going as a nation and what it is that you're excited about, or what are your concerns about our country?
How you doing this evening?
Doing fine, sir.
Hello? Good, good.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah,
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, yeah, this is a good country. I just think that we need more black leaders. Leaders kind of help out the situation a lot, because we had Martin Luther King, who was a great leader. We need more black leaders springing up, and a lot of the family fathers need to think about leadership and leading their children. Leaders that can organize, you know, the more black leaders we have, the more success. You know, that's what I think is very important, you know, because we don't have a lot of black leaders right now. Everything's, like, you know, laid back, but that's what we need. Black folks need leaders, someone that leads, you know.
Well, let me just share this with you. I had a recent experience where I posted something online, I posted that I was very proud of a young man that I call Bojack. And let me just share the story with you. When I graduated from college, I met Boris Jackson at the Boys and Girls Club. And I became his football coach for Little League Pee Wee football. And Boris and I became close friends at that point because he was an awesome athlete. Then again, I got an opportunity to spend time with him when he got to high school. And then he went on to FAMU College, and he went on to try out for the pros, and then played a little arena football. But now he's a personal trainer. He has his education degree. He's teaching, and now I see these YouTubes of him being personal trainers, taking boys to a level I never thought of. Let me help you understand. I never took kids into the weight room because that just wasn't an option when I was at the Boys and Girls Club. It was not something we focused on. We focused on a lot of conditioning, training them about the different things. But watching him impact these boys at a different level shows me that my leadership at the Boys and Girls Club created an environment for him to go to a point where he's taking it to another level. He is creating athletes and young people that I never had a chance to create in that fashion. So I just appreciate what I have seen happen in his life and glad that I participated in that. And I share that now only to say that we don't know the kind of impact we can have in children's lives when they're 8, 9, and 10 years old that are going to make them change the world. And I truly just want to give Boris a shout-out in the Orlando area. If you want your child trained to a level that's going to make him the best that he can possibly be, you need to get in touch with Boris Jackson. And I think that you're right, sir, we need to create leaders. We need more black leadership. And we can get that if we work with these young people because before we're going to, when you just turn around, a 10-year-old is going to be a 20-year-old, and a 20-year-old is going to be a 30-year-old, and that person is going to be in a position either to harm our nation or to make our nation great. What are your thoughts about that, Kathy, the impact that we can have on young people to make them great citizens?
I think that's an excellent idea, and I want to commend the young man that talked about being there for his daughter, to raise his daughter. And I'm just going to pray for him once we get off of this line that the Lord will open doors and give him favor, that the Lord will bring men into his life to help him to succeed in that what it is that is instilled in his spirit. But, you know, my pastor has a mission that he gives to us, and it's called Taking Back a City. And what he have us to do is to go out into the different streets in the community that we live in, and we talk to the neighbors. You know, we give them flyers. We let them know when we're having different events, you know, when we're giving away different things so that we can interact with the community. And he has the men to go out and talk to the men. So what he tries to do, he tries to reach the gang members because inside of the circle of the gang members are leaders. So he wants to make those gang members that are heading that gang a leader because he knows that if they're a great leader in that gang, they can be a great leader in the kingdom, as well as the drug dealers. He knows that if they know how to sell drugs and go out and make money, then they can help inside of the kingdom of God. So, you know, there are different strategies already set in place, you know, that we can come together and put out there for the kingdom so that we, too, can be prosperous, so that we, too, can go forth, so that our people, too, can go forth, you know, as kingdom men. It's called kingdom men, you know, and as a woman of God, my job is to intercede for my husband. My job is to intercede for the men that come forth within the congregation, and that's what I feel, James.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and finish out the show. And I just want to say you guys have been awesome and the kind of things we want to be a part of, and we want to continue to make sure that we increase our power related to what is going on in our communities, what are going on in our cities, and what's going on in our country. We have to recognize and support those who are doing things and making things happen. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
www.jamestdeshay.com. Look around. Let me know what you think. Email me at djames82@aol.com. We need to talk about the kinds of things that we need to discuss on my show that will impact our world not only now but in the future. We have to create a platform that makes sure that your voices are heard loud and clear on a daily basis. We are here Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time. We're here on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 o'clock West Coast Time. So we want to be here every day so that we can discuss the kinds of things that are impacting our lives and the lives of the people we care about. We want to make sure that we are forced to be dealt with on a regular basis. It is important that we call in and make sure people know what it is we're thinking, what direction we're trying to head, and creating a force that will have to be dealt with. We can no longer sit on the sidelines and watch other people do our thinking, let other people control our destiny. We have to be in control of our own destiny and looking forward to creating a future that creates a legacy not only for ourselves but those around us. It's important that we make sure that we are forced to be dealt with. Kathy, what is your final word for this evening?
All things are possible if you believe.
All right. Andre, what is your final word for tonight?
Good to hear the ideas and suggestions that are going on. So many times in the mainstream news, we don't hear that. So, again, thank you for this platform for us to encourage each other, to support each other, to help each other.
It is so important that we recognize that we have to get ourselves in the proper places to make sure that things happen. We can no longer sit on the sidelines. We have to be counted, and that's what's important. 0563, what are your final thoughts for this evening?
I just want to say shout out Don Junior, the winning team. Shout out to you all's platform. I enjoy it. I'm just man gonna do whatever I can, man, to be a positive influence on my daughter and show her positive things so she can do the same in return to the world, bro. And all I can do is what I can control, and I control my household and my little girl. When she get older, she'll be able to control hers, and she'll know she came from good stock. So. You know, her last name, whole weight, she a Driscoll. So I got to make sure she know the value of who she is and her last name. So, yeah, man, like the lady on the line said, do pray for me and mine. All prayers I accept it this way. So I really would appreciate that. And I'm on to a good 2017. It's going to be more prosperous in 2016. So let's love and thanks for the platform. You all got a great platform.
All right, awesome, brother. I appreciate you calling in. 0642, what is your final thoughts for today?
My final thoughts for today is all things are possible with God, and the power of prayer is real strong. And if we strive to make things better through prayer and belief in God, things will get better. And that's what I have to say. So. And God is
well,
good.
Again, as always, I want to appreciate you for setting aside some time to call into the show. I want to appreciate you for letting your voice be heard. And I want you to be the recorder in your community that comes on and shares the information that's going around. You know, no one person can be the recorder for the whole country. So I want to ask all of you, when you hear things that are going on in your community, things that we need to be aware of, please allow my show to be the place that you come to make sure that we're aware of what's happening in your communities. Again, email me at djames82 and let me know what's going on so that I can add that subject matter to my show. It's important that you be a part of this show, that you become invested in what's going on and what's happening on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Okay, 5722. Give me. Let us know what's your final word for this evening.
45 days of Philo campaign. Philo is a brother with his daughter. He is a breakout artist. He's an actor, a rapper. He is the future of where the world is going. The brother is all about God. He might not go to church every day, but he's walking in the Holy Spirit. So y'all going to hear about the 45 days of Philo campaign. And my final thought is Jesus is the light of the world. He's waiting on you. Reach out to me at 818-358-5722. Pastor Don Jr., CEO. And if you check your email, Brother D'Shay, I sent you some information in your Facebook and in your email about the tour and what we're doing.
All right. That's just awesome. I just want you all to know from the bottom of my heart what it is that you are doing, what you need to say. My show is just a place for you to be able to feel the freedom to say what is important in your heart. And I want to make sure that you understand that we are a show that we don't filter those things that people think they need to be said. As long as they say it in a respectful manner, their voice is going to be heard freely, and we're not about cutting off the things that people have on their mind. But we're about making sure that there is an opportunity for people to make sure that their words and thoughts are heard and that a positive, we take positive action when it comes to people who are doing the right thing. So I want to just say to you, if that artist has some music that is a positive force that I would love to add it to my selection and play it during my break. And I just want you to know that I'm here to support all those people who are making great things happen. So, you know, we're at the end of our show, but we'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is the place where your voice can be heard loud and clear.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jay Andre. He got a question to ask. Talk to him, Jay.
Is there anybody in love? Yeah.